Masechta Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, we now continue discussing the halachas of someone who was sentenced to die by skila. So Beis HaSkila, the place where we would do the skila, meaning in the first part of the punishment of skila was that the person would be pushed off of a building. How high was this building? Hayagavaya Shtei Kaimais was as high as double the height of a person. A normal person, Gemara says, is 3 amas, so this was 6 amas. So the person was pushed off of a building that was 6 amas high. One of the Edim would push him off of this elevation, and he would fall to the ground. Now, Echad min ha'Edim doichvay al masnav, one of the Edim pushes him by his hips. Nepach alibay, now if he falls out and he lands on his heart, meaning facing downward, hoichvay al masnav, we would turn him onto his side. Because the second part of skila requires that if the person is alive, we need to throw rocks at him to stone him. And in order to protect his kavod, we wouldn't turn him on his back or on his front. Rather, we turn him on his side and stone him that way. Now, in Mespa, if he died simply from the fall of from the elevation, Yatsa, then his death is finished and you don't need to stone him anymore. However, in Lav, if not, meaning if he survived the fall, then Hasheni, the second aid, Noitalasa Evan, takes a rock. Vinois na Aliba, and he throws it against the guy's heart. So, really, both Edim pick up a rock. It has to be heavy enough that two people need to pick it up. And then what they do is, then one aid sort of pushes it down on the guy, on his heart, and it kills him. In Mespa, if he dies, Yatsa, then again, now the Misa is complete. In Lav, and if not, if he survives this, a stone as well, Rigimasa b'chal Yisrael, then the rest of the people, the rest of Klal Yisrael that's gathered around, participates in the stoning. Shenemar, Yaro Edim Tia Boi Berishonah. The Pasuk says that first, the Edim will have their hand in it, Lamisay to kill him, V'yad Kolom Bacharayna, and afterwards, everyone else participates. Kol HaNiskal and Nislin. Now the Mishnah tells us a special rule, that anyone who is subject to skila also has to be hanged afterwards. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. That's according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds anyone for any type of avera that you get skila for, you also have to be hanged. But the chachamim say no, not anyone who gets skila, but rather specifically einay nisla. You don't get hanged except el amagadef, someone who blasphemes the name of Hashem. The oiver avodah zara, and someone who also gets skila for doing avodah zara. So a person is hanged facing the people. And a woman who's hanged, meaning she's subject to skila, so she's hanged facing the eitz away from the people. Again, that's according to Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer holds that man and woman are both hanged, however they're facing different directions. The chachamim say no. Hoyish nisla, a man is hanged. However, veino isha nislays, out of respect of kavod hames for the woman, a woman is not hanged at all. Amal and Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer says to bring a raya that a woman is hanged. He says, "V'halay Shimon ben Shatach." There's a story with Shimon ben Shatach who killed 80 women who with skila because they were practicing witchcraft. Talon Noshim ba'Ashkelon. He hanged women in Ashkelon. So you see that they were chayav skila and they were hanged. So you see that women are hanged. So the Amar Loi Salachem said no. Shmoinim Nashim Tala, he hanged 80 women. Ve'ein Don Yishnayim B'yayim Echad. And that was a Hirah Shah. How do we know? Because normally, you can't execute more than one person per day. In order that, we want to make sure that Bezdin devotes enough time to each case to properly weigh it, its merits. And therefore, we would not normally execute more than one person per day. In that case, Shimon ben Shatach made a Hirah Shah where, for whatever reason, he executed 80 women in that day. So from the fact that he killed more than one person that day, you see already it's Hirah Shah. So you can't bring any rias from the fact that they were hanged. Maybe that was also part of the Hirah Shah. Now the Mishnah continues. Ketzat toilu noisai. What is the process for hanging someone? Mishakin asakayra ba'aretz. So first you place a beam that's vertical beam in the ground, and then you have an horizontal beam coming out of it. And then you tie the person's hands, one palm on top of the other, and you hang him that way. So according to that, it's a simple gallows like we've seen, where you have a vertical and then a horizontal, and then the person hanging at the end of the horizontal. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, that wasn't the position of the gallows. Rather, hakayre muta ala koisel. You had one vertical beam that was leaning against the wall, so it was on an angle. And we hang the person so that he's hanging. So basically, the beam and the wall make a triangle. okay, make a right angle triangle with the ground, and the person is hanging from the beam, but he's hanging suspended in the air. He's not against the beam. He's not against the wall. He's simply hanging in midair. And then immediately after we tie him up, we untie him. In other words, as covered a mace, we tie him up, but we only tie him up momentarily, and then we quickly, very quickly, take him down. And if we leave him overnight, there's a loisa say in the Torah that you're over if you leave him overnight. Shenemar, the pasuk says, don't leave over a dead person's body hanging on a tree. You have to bury him that day. Because someone who's hanged is a curse to Hashem. In other words, it's a bizayon to Hashem to have a person hanged, and therefore we don't want to leave him up overnight. It's a chil Hashem, and therefore we want to take him down right away. Why was this person hanged? Because he cursed the name of Hashem. And it comes out that Hashem's name is going to be Mechal, meaning every time people are going to see him, the longer we leave him up there, so it's going to be a bigger chil Hashem. Everyone's going to remember what he did, and it's going to create a larger chil Hashem. Therefore, we want to take him down as soon as possible to lessen the chil Hashem. Zakh Mishnah, hey, Amrav Meir. Meir said, Bishasha Adam Itzdar, when a person is in pain, when a person is suffering, Shechina Mahalashon Imeres, what does the Shechina say? Kiviyachol, so we'll all Kiviyachol, as if it would be, it says, the Shechina says, Kalani Meiroishi, my head hurts, I have this burden on my head, Kalani Mizrayi, I have this burden on my arm. In other words, the Shechina is, so to speak, in pain, together with the person. And we're talking about now, by the way, a Rasha, meaning someone that did an Avera and is being punished, and nevertheless, the Shechina is being mitzdar together with that person. Kain hamakay mitzdar. So the Gemara says. So the Mishnah says, "Im kain hamakay mitzdar al damam shel rishayim shenishbach." And if the Shechina is so bothered, so troubled by the dam of a rasha who's being punished, then kavachomer al damam shel tzaddikim. Then certainly, how much more so, the Shechina is suffering, and the Shechina worries over a tzaddik who was killed unjustly. Not only that, anyone who leaves his relative overnight, in other words, forget about a case of Misa now, Misa's Bezdin, any relative that dies, and you delay the burial overnight, so you're over in a loisa say, however, if you left the mace overnight for its kavod, for example, you want to prepare the burial aron or the clothing, then ain't no oiver a love. You're not going to be oiver the avera. So the avera is only if you unnecessarily delay the burial overnight. But if you simply delay it, kavod ha-meis, to prepare for a proper burial, then that's okay. And he does not, or for example, they do not bury him in the kivri of his fathers. Meaning this is going back now on the person who was executed by Bezdin. So such a person is not buried in his ancestral burial place. We learn out, the Gemara makes a drasha, we learn out that he can't be buried there. Ela shnei batei kvaras hayu misukan in LeBezdin. There were two burial cemeteries, we'll call them, that were designated for Bezdin, meaning for those that were punished by Bezdin, they were used. Echad le'naharagin v'lenechanakin. There was one cemetery that was set aside for those who had the punishments of Mises Bezdin of being beheaded or being strangled. Because these were a less severe punishment, so these people could be buried together. And then those that did more severe avera had to be punished and had to be buried in even a separate cemetery than that. And therefore, there was an additional cemetery set aside. Ve'echad l'niskalim v'lanisrafim. Those who were punished by Bezdin with stoning or burning, which was again a more severe punishment, had to be buried separately from those who suffered the former type of punishment from Bezdin.